The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I make waffles.
Stanline Tuesday on Twitter. Forgot about that. There's a bunch up there already. At TNT Radio Empire. There's also a black guy punching a Nazi, which is the best.
Leftist.
I know. It sucks. That's right. That's how we lean. That's how we lean.
We lean anti-Nazi. Where your white privilege comes through is no sympathy for the guy who lives in a construction zone. Yeah, that's where your white privilege comes
yeah,
through.
Yeah, it does, actually.
In your fancy neighborhood.
Yeah, they're building big houses out by my neighborhood. So I know the construction.
They're not shutting streets down.
No, they're not. They would. The neighborhood association would bitch about that if they did that.
See, we have no neighborhood association to bitch about. But I'm all for improving the infrastructure.
There you go.
I don't want that bridge to fall down one morning while I happen to be crossing it.
They're also paving down your new golf club, your old golf club.
Yep.
They're paving that.
That's going away. Yeah. But I don't expect anybody to have any sympathy there.
No.
That happens.
Yeah.
All in the name of progress.
Yeah.
No, it's all in the name of making money.
Yeah, well, you might get a restaurant or two over there. That'd be nice for you.
No, it's going to be all townhomes and condos.
Yes, you hate when people live someplace.
Right. Pave paradise and put up a parking lot.
People.
More people.
I don't need more people.
Craig.
I'm concerned with Todd's issues.
Yeah, well, you should be.
You're giving me that look of agreement.
Absolutely.
More people. We don't need more people.
Yeah, no.
We need the city to grow.
No, we're annoyed by the ones we know or are aware of.
Yeah.
Right.
The surrounding Let's go with aware of. Right.
It's welcome to grow, just not my neighborhood.
All right.
We're full.
Born on this date, however, dead now.
Yep.
Adam West.
Batman.
And many other things.
We lost him here just recently
right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was watching Old Family Guy the other day. I forgot he'd been on that show forever, man.
Yeah. And he really had no context to the whole thing,
did he?
No,
he didn't. I don't even
he
know.
He just showed up and read what they put in front of him, right?
Right. I think he maybe eventually started, if he went and watched them. I mean, he's not stupid. He knows satire and absurdity. I get it. But you're right. At the beginning, he just would read stuff.
Yeah.
Read it.
It was extremely
random. But he also loved Seth MacFarlane. He said, Seth MacFarlane saved my career.
Right.
And paid him.
Yeah.
And he paid him, man.
And there's a lot of random stuff on that show, but he was completely.
Oh, he was completely random. Completely random.
Let's have Adam West say this.
I know.
As Adam West.
I know. Yeah, you're right. He's the mayor, and he is Adam West. He didn't even pause. We had him bagging Meg on that show, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, well, I'm bagging the daughter? Okay. What do I read? Good for Adam West.
He may not even realize he was banging the daughter.
He might not have.
What do I read?
Okay, I'm banging this Meg person? Okay, sure. It's the daughter. Don't tell him it's the daughter.
Craig on the email doesn't really like the Orville. I kind of do. I suppose just because I'm a Seth MacFarlane fan.
I am too.
And a science fiction fan.
And I like it. And I don't really care if people don't like it. It's like Puss doesn't care. I don't like the Foo Fighters, you know? You know, I don't care. Do you care if people like stuff, except for this show? I do like that part.
Okay, that.
Yeah. That part I care.
I mean, I'm more inclined to talk about it if everybody likes it.
Yeah, we don't talk about shows at all anymore on this thing. Because it's too many of them. If you start getting in the weeds on the show, you lose everybody. I still listen to radio shows sometimes. I'll start talking about something. I'll go, I don't watch that next.
Oh, God. I was just yesterday flipping through the fall TV preview issue of Entertainment
Weekly.
Yeah, how
many shows? 1,000 shows, man.
It's an encyclopedia.
Right.
There's tons of shows out there.
Yeah.
You can't watch them all.
No, you
can't. Because all the streaming services have new shows now.
Right.
Cable, network.
Half of the ones I was looking at going, oh, that looks like a new, it's in its third season.
Mr. Skin tells us all the time, every week, that they're putting out stuff on just online.
Sure.
You have to watch, full production TV shows just online. Whole new world, man.
There is a chick, I'm trying not to get too specific here, on the Orville. little brunette.
The one who plays the alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She plays it. She reminds me a lot of Mila Kunis.
Yeah, she does. If Mila Kunis had, flanged ears.
Yeah.
And, yeah, whatever breed she is on that show.
You can definitely tell she's Seth MacFarlane's type.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He bangs a lot of actresses he works
with.
Yeah,
he does.
Because
he
can. Because he's rich and talented
and
funny, probably
rich.
Charming, probably interesting.
Right.
And rich.
Go ahead, Craig.
And he's the voice of Stewie. How are you going to resist that?
Yeah, when he says Stewie. Man.
Oh, and he can, and he's a crooner.
Yeah,
he's
a crooner. He can sing, man.
He does that, too.
He's a talented man. I like the show. I can see why people wouldn't like it. But I like it, you know.
We are looking forward to President Trump's time in the international spotlight, just a few hours away. He's preparing to address the United Nations General Assembly for the first time today.
He might scold them. If he goes off script, he's going to scold them.
This is when he's at his best.
Yeah, I know.
God damn it, I can't keep a straight face.
He's going to read from a script.
I hope so.
So do I. Actually, no, I want him to go off script. So he just starts freaking out.
No, then you cause an international incident.
Yeah, well,
so
he does it every day anyway.
Stick to the script.
All right. I'm tired of politics in my Facebook, Todd.
Not me. I got a lot of people who hate Trump on my feed.
Me too. Most people do. Most people do.
Harrison Ford. It apparently took him a while.
Yeah, well, she just died after she wrote the book. That's why.
But he kind of addressed the revelations that he had an affair with Carrie Fisher back in the day.
Yes, she did.
Well, kind of. It was,
I did?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
Yeah. And weeks later.
she died.
I know, but
she wrote the book and she died. He's not going to talk about it right away.
A month after she told everyone she died.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not going to talk about it.
He was married and a father of two at the time.
That might be the reason he's talking about
it. He was 33. She was 19.
Yeah. And she was Princess Leia, for Christ's sakes.
Did anybody think that they didn't kind of get hook up at least once or twice?
Well, you think that about it. You think about any co-stars, but especially on that show. Yeah. You probably.
So he was talking to GQ magazine, and he said he had a little bit of advance warning that this was going to be coming out in the
Didn't she call
book.
People? I think she called people. I remember her saying that she got a hold of him and said she's going to write about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he told GQ, he says, if you are Harrison Ford, or if you're a dude getting quizzed about whether or not you cheated on your wife back in the day.
And he had kids.
What do you say about that?
Do you think he was denying it back then and he had to keep that up 40 years later because he didn't want to call from his ex?
Probably.
Well, he doesn't deny it. He basically says it happened, but that he doesn't want to talk about it.
He doesn't want that call.
Exactly.
I mean, from even years ago, he didn't want that call.
He doesn't want that call.
No, I don't blame him. But he can say I did, and he did. I mean, that's interesting. That's Hollywood lore. People want to hear that stuff, you know?
Now, he gets by with it. He says with Carrie's untimely passing, he says he doesn't really feel like it's a subject he wants to discuss.
Yeah. He went, yes, she's dead. He didn't say that because he obviously cared about her. But still, it did get him out of talking about it. So that crossed his mind for a split second. He's a human being.
Well, he still had to talk about it. He just doesn't have
But he doesn't have to
He doesn't have to
elaborate because
anymore.
She could have stayed alive and elaborated more.
Yeah, anything that's not out there ain't going to be out there.
Right. And especially if he's upset by it.
Right.
He can't legitimately or nicely say something about it now. He can't, she shouldn't have said anything.
He
can't say that now. So they said,
do you think he's getting a call? Because he was married to a screenwriter at the time, and they were together for a long time back in the 70s. You think he got the call, and he goes, come on, this was 1976.
Yeah, you know I cheated on you 100 times.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to me about this one?
Why are you calling me now?
Yeah. That's why we broke up, remember?
I'm with somebody else now for a long time, Calista Flockhart. They've been together forever, man.
Yeah, you know that's why we broke up.
Right.
because I was banging chicks on the side. That was just one of them.
And that was 1975. Stop calling.
So the question was asked.
How are our 50-year-old kids?
He still probably hears about it.
From her, yeah.
But not
he's
if
not
it's
with her. They're not together.
Not if it's not the only one. Not if it was a pattern. You don't pick one out then.
He probably banged a script girl, some other people too. He was Harrison Ford.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of people when they get divorced from a person and they have grown kids and they just don't talk.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
They're grown kids.
Or they let go of those things.
Let's move on.
Or they just don't talk.
Yeah, there's that,
I was gonna say,
too.
When would him and his ex have any reason to be together?
Christmas.
Well, Christmas. They are. I believe
Easter.
Adult houses. Maybe people
Thanksgiving.
Want people to stop by. Yeah.
And Hollywood is
king. I see it all the time.
Divorced but still friends.
Yeah, I guess. But
I see people as friends. My Becky's parents have been divorced for years. They're together all the time at our functions.
But they coexist.
You see, just as many
divorced couples who don't ever talk to each other. So I mean, I think it goes.
I think it goes away. I think if 30 years later, what do you care? You know,
right?
And especially if your adult kids want to see you both at the same time and other people around.
But
you
if you
let,
do that,
you gotta let that go.
If you do that a couple of times and she starts nagging you and bringing up old stuff,
then you go.
Nah,
we're not even saying this woman even did that. I just think he's just doing this out of respect. She's dead, and I'm gonna talk about it.
So the question asked by GQ, can I ask you whether you'd prefer that it hadn't been written?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, you can ask me. And he said, do you want to answer? No.
Yeah.
Can I ask you whether you read it? No, I didn't.
He's been around a long time. He doesn't care. Why would he read that?
No. Yeah. No reason.
You know firsthand what happened. Why read about it?
Well, there's other stuff in the book that he doesn't know about.
If somebody wrote a book about banging you in 84, Craig, would you read that book?
That would not be good.
Would you read it?
No.
No, you wouldn't, and you're not even famous.
No, right.
What if it was that dude from the van with the ex?
They didn't bang it. It sucked face.
That didn't happen
either.
What
if there was a book about it?
Well, it'd be called I Kissed Craig. In fact, that's my book,
and
too.
And that's stuck to the tape.
I better get rid of my manuscript, get ready to go, because that's the title of my book.
And he liked it.
Yeah. No, and
I'd be the parenthetical title, yeah. And I liked it.
I kissed Craig, and I liked it.
Now, mostly, they're just asking Harrison Ford if he could please stop flying.
That's it.
You mind on behalf of the people who live near the airport?
Or the golf course.
Right. Yeah. Just put your 1948 plane away, please.
Yeah, please.
Took the grounds crew forever to fix that divot.
Why don't you ride now, rolling out? Ride in the plane. He's got the new Blade Runners coming out. I just saw the whole full-length preview of that last night again.
Did you go to the movie theater?
No. Of course I didn't. I saw it on TV.
A full length?
Well, the length is in one of those trailer shows, so they show a pretty good distance.
You know, I got nothing for that. I was talking to somebody about going to the movies the other day, and they said that they've got to get there early so they can see all the trailers, and I'm quite the opposite. I don't mind going 20 minutes after the posted time, so I skip all the trailers.
When I was younger, I did like the trailers, but they were also not as many of them. Now it's like an hour, and it's ridiculous.
And
you're sitting there too long to begin with, and sitting kills.
And this person, yes, it does.
Did I read somewhere that standing at work kills you too?
Well,
is that a fact?
Yeah, I didn't see the standing.
Yeah. I'm sure it does.
Yeah. I'm
sure, we have to somehow find a way to poop standing up. That's what it's going to come to eventually.
Right. Well, man, in much of the world, they already do.
No, they squat. They squat more than we do.
Well, there's a similarity, I guess.
Now, does laying down kill? Because I had a particular alcoholic weekend. Let's go with that.
Is coming up?
No, I had one.
Particular or typical?
No, particular, because I was out Saturday night, and I just felt really bad on Sunday morning. Been a long time since I felt that bad. And then I had a few on Saturday to get right. But whatever. So I was burned out last night, and I worked out a little bit, and then I showered, and I'm laying on the couch, and it's literally 6:30 in the evening, and I'm laying on the couch. And I was exhausted. And I'm thinking, am I killing myself laying on the couch because of Craig's stupid stories?
No, you'd be killing yourself if you got up and moved around. You're not ready for it. Your body wasn't ready.
To lay down?
Yeah.
I was tired.
Yeah.
And I was watching, I was watching a baseball game, and I switched to the football game. But then eventually I went up, I stood up for a little bit because I thought of Craig's stupid story. And I whizzed right. and did, so I took the garbage out and came back. And then I sat for another half hour thinking that's better than laying down, isn't it?
I like how your brain went, am I killing myself by laying down? But it didn't go, am I killing myself with these gallons of booze?
Well, that's what we both feel. Don't alcohol shame me.
No, I'm not alcohol shaming. It's the way your brain works is fun.
Well, because of Craig's stories.
I know.
I hear it all the time. People listen to this. I'm out and people
creeps
say,
into your consciousness.
Craig's standing stories are starting to bug me. Right. You know?
I mean, you're on a slow march to death either way.
Especially,
so, you know,
if you're sitting there and you're drinking out of a copper cup.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's three of them. You're sitting, you're drinking, and you're using a copper cup.
I have a switch now. The cups I have are lined with asbestos. So it's a little bit safer.
That is safe.
Good call.
Thank you.
I've heard that.
A lot of people say to be concerned.
All right,
emails.
So now we're all sitting here right now.
Where are you? You want to stand up and stretch for a little bit, Craig?
I'm going toward the
yes.
break.
Well, go ahead. Touch your toes. That's more difficult.
You know, they ask
him
twice.
Ain't going to fall for that again.
Or touch your knees, actually. I don't care how far you bend down.
That is more difficult.
As long as you bend over a little bit.
Thanks for that.
Touch your knees. That'd be easier anyway.
It's really Thanks all we need.
That. That's all yeah. we need. As long as you're slightly bent over.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to show off how flexible you are, that's always a turn on. Is it?
Pretty much.
All right. Did I mention that when Farrah Abraham went on the...
The Pride of Council Bluffs, Iowa, Farrah Abraham.
Yeah, went on the Cam show when she had her Cam show debut on Cam Soda's website.
Yeah.
It broke.
Broke the record book?
She broke the internet?
She broke the interwebs.
No, just the camera broke.
70,000 people.
Paid.
Tuned in, yeah.
How much?
I don't know how much it was.
Man.
I can't imagine it was
60,000 in Council Bluffs and 10,000 in the rest of the world?
No. They say the site actually crashed for a few minutes. Engineers had to scramble to get the servers running again and add more capacity to handle the traffic. So the show was so popular.
Encore.
Yeah, she's now considering the idea of a backdoor show.
Oh, I get it. That'd be code for anal. I'm not slow here, Craig.
You're
catching
on.
I'm not slow. The no, camera just comes through the back you. Door and she's there in the kitchen or something like that.
So will she be webcamming on a regular basis?
That's a lot of cash, man.
Yeah. I
think 70 grand. I mean, they didn't pay a dollar a piece, so she made some cash.
Yes. And this is one of those deals where the performers can also set up a wish list, if you will, and say, these are the things I want. If you would like to buy them for me, feel free.
Hey, we should have done a Cam show with that tongue bet yesterday.
We should have.
You make some extra cash on the side there.
Could have gotten a lot of gift cards out of that. Yes, and it could be anything from gift cards to furs and, you know, whatever it is.
Well, there's a lot of fur involved.
Jean jackets. Yeah. Like the one Dave Grohl's wearing on.
I got no problem with jean jackets. Jean jackets look cool, man.
Yeah, but your buddy's wearing one in Rolling Stone there.
I like Grohl. I don't like his band. Is that possible? I think it is.
I think it is.
Yeah, thank you.
It is most definitely possible.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think that she's going to be necessarily regular, but maybe regularly, occasionally.
No, you can't like do it every day.
Yeah, you can't. Cause then
it's not special.
It's not special.
You can't charge a premium price.
Plus, she's got all that stuff cinched up too. You got to see it now.
Oh yeah,
got to see it now.
Got it. Got to show it off while you can.
Isn't that funny, man? Just get knocked up in Council Bluffs, get famous, and then just go into basically skin.
Well, that second part is the more difficult.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people try.
You can't just get famous.
No, you're right.
But you can just get knocked up in Council Bluffs.
Yes, you can.
That's easy.
Very easy.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.